You take the road that the first road that, not the first road that takes you into Atlantic City, the second one. Follow that around to where you come to, where you can see the, guess you would recognize that they've taken the tracks up, the railroad. Then you follow those tracks, just turn around and start going back north. And, oh, about a half a mile, and there's a little gully that we went in. Yeah, it was kind of a little gully that we used to drive to it over the tracks, and now they're not there. And I think it was around this time of year that we found them that time.
Good. Well, maybe I'll get dinner out of it. Now, how did they used to prepare meat when you were living out?
Salted it down. Morton salt.
Oh, really?
And we raised our own pigs, and Dad did it with pigs. And if he butchered anything else, it was always done after it got cold in the fall, so the meat would keep.
Now, what did they call that with pigs? Was that salt pork or other names they might have used?
It wasn't salt. Your salt pork just comes from the along the rib sections of the meat. But he would salt down the hams and shoulder hams and
now,
make sausage with the scraps, trimmings.
What about with the pig's head? What would they make out of that?
I think we only did it once, but it was called head cheese.
Now, would they ever call that souse? They always called it head cheese. I'm trying to see on your southern heritage how deep it is.
Yeah, it's not very deep because my mother died when I was very young. No, I never heard it called that.
Salt pork, ever hear fat back?
Yeah.
Did they use that?
No, I heard that expression, I think, from Aunt Reva telling me that that's what they called it.
And for beef, how would they put up beef? Have you ever seen or heard of chipped beef or made that?
I didn't make it, though, but I bought it in the grocery stores.
Now, is that different than jerky?
Yes. Jerky is salt and then hung outside for the air to dry it.
And chipped beef isn't dried?
It's dried, and then I don't know how it's made. As I say, we never tried to make it.
What about milk? Do you have cows for milk purposes?
Yes, we do.
How would you clean the milk or get any impurities out?
Well, you just reminded me of one of my most unpleasant memories.
Okay.
That was the daily washing of the separator.
They had a separator.
Yeah, we had a separator in my dad's old cream. We had the big old cream things that we'd fill with cream and deliver to the creamery.
Now, did they ever put a cloth over the top of it and pour out that way to get the bigger pieces?
Yes, we would strain the milk. You had to strain it to go into the separator, too. It has a big round. Did you ever see a separator?
I was born on a dairy farm. I've never seen one.
You probably just had someone come in and pick up the milk and take it elsewhere. A separator was a part of every farm family's things they had to have.
It sounds like it's a bad memory for you.
And, I hated to divorce that because it had a bunch of discs, little discs that were together. And each one of those had to be separately washed.
You had to take it apart and wash them.
Take it apart, wash them, and then it fit into a little place. And that's what going around, you hand cranking the thing, and they went around.
How long would it take to?
It would depend on how many cows you were milking. But, it always took a good half hour to wash the dumb thing. But you had to keep it clean.
What kind of cows did you have?
My dad usually had a kind of a mixed herd, Guernseys, and he had